what do you consider are the greatest successes of the World Heritage Convention, and on the contrary, its greatest failures?
I suppose the biggest success, even still now, is Abu Simbel. And this is, it was real success when the whole, you know, international society did something collectively to help, you see. But now so many countries involved in so many, let's say, sites, that it's very difficult to say where the international society, like that time, it was possible to unite and to help. I see only now Syria, maybe, when international society really has to make the plan and to help Syria to make it. And the weakest point, I would say, that we have no real mechanism against the terrorist attack, about the against this traffic of cultural, you know, goods. It's very weak, I would say. This is weakness of international society. We discuss it on diplomatic level, but how it going on the ground, it seems to me it's not very successful.
One question that occurs to me is the shift that I hear at the committee towards sustainable development. There's been a great embracing of the concept of sustainable development, of course, because of the SDGs and so on, the 2030. My impression is that the concept is not very well understood, particularly in relation to World Heritage Sites, that there's emphasis on that when conservation and sustainable development as are put together, that conservation loses out. Is this a fair perception?
I in many fields of human activities now, this sustainable development is very good slogan, nothing more, in my opinion, yes, especially in culture. What does it mean, sustainable development? Sustainable of what? Of what part of the creativity? We can say maybe that culture and give this sustainability to the society, to the world, this cross-cultural things, preservation. It's true, but development in this sense, in my opinion, not have any sense. Very important that, let's say, cultural development in all fields give maybe sustainability and development to the economy. This I agree. It gives. So, but directly like this, it doesn't work.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about World Heritage that I haven't probed around that?
I would say that it's the greatest, one of the greatest instruments of international cooperation, with all pluses, minuses, and weaknesses, and strong sides. And we have to develop this instrument, and we have to do we have to think how to give the impulse to the development and to help to the World Heritage Committee and subsidiaries body to work properly, because every year we inscribe minimum 30 sites. It means that soon it will be the list, which can't be covered, but this small group of people who are working on this, and it has to be given money, people, and merge with some other different fields like tourism, and in this sense, sustainable development connected with World Heritage, because World Heritage gives the economic impulse in different countries by increasing the tourist, floor. So it's very important instrument, and all these instruments of cultural nature in UNESCO are very important. And UNESCO, in my opinion, is known first of all by culture, by cultural conventions, and it has to be strengthened, this part of the work of UNESCO in general.